Hi, this is Aaron Barnhart of the Kansas City Star, and this is my podcast. For more, visit tvbarn.com.
Well, Charlie Sheen, I still think it would have been better last night if Charlie Sheen had hosted the Oscars. It would have been a more interesting show. What do you think about that idea, Aaron Barnhart from the Kansas City Star?
Well, I think the situation with Charlie Sheen is pretty sad right now, and the sooner he gets out of the public eye, the better. I'm actually glad that last night was not hosted by a comedian, because God knows how many Charlie Sheen jokes we would have had.
Yeah, we probably would have had more. Well, here's what you're referring to. He went on Good Morning America and the Today Show. Here's just a sampling of his latest ranting and raving.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available, because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off, and your children will weep over your exploded body. Too much. So I woke up and decided, you know, I've been kicked around. I've been criticized. I've been like the aw shucks guy with like this bitch in rock star life. And I'm just finally going to completely embrace it, wrap both arms around it, and love it violently and defend it violently through violent hatred.
Yeah, I don't even know what to make of some of this anymore.
Yeah, in these instances, I put a lot of stock in what Dr. Drew Pinsky says, because he, I think, understands this unique combination of fame and addiction. And Dr. Drew says that this is an acute manic episode that Charlie Sheen is going through. And I think anybody who has known an addict who has this kind of manic-y behavior can relate. This person appears not to be a danger, but in fact he can be a danger to people immediately around him. And people like Charlie Sheen, who have been in and out of rehab, are particularly dangerous because they know the talk. They know what the therapist is going to say to him when he goes back into therapy. And so that's where you hear him saying this crazy stuff like, I healed myself with my mind, and I'm on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen, because he's trying to control the situation. And in fact, he's completely out of control, and it's pretty sad.
So you think the show is just done then forever? Seems that way.
The next 2 weeks are going to be crucial. The other thing that Pinsky said that I think is worth passing along is this. As upset as he is right now by any attempts to control him, he'll be even angrier when he comes out of this manic episode and discovers that people close to him who could have done something to intervene, could have put him in an institution, could have gotten him the help that would get him through this, failed to do so. And so the next few weeks, I think, are going to be crucial. I think that is why CBS and Chuck Lorre agreed to shut down the show, because these next few weeks, Charlie, if he could just get some help, he can come back next year and everybody can you know, resume their working lives. But if he doesn't get that help, Mark, then, you know, it's over, not just for the show, but it's very troubling for Charlie Sheen.
Aaron, on a different topic, I have less than a minute to go here, but a special tonight on PBS, I think relevant to what's happening in this country right now.
Yes, you know, we're all saying the words collective bargaining suddenly again, and not just members of trade unions. And that's because of the situation going on up in Wisconsin and other Rust Belt states. Well, the first time that came into the public parlance was 100 years ago this month, when the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire burned through two floors in New York City, and 146 people died, including 129 women who were working at this garment factory. So this PBS special tonight, airing on American Experience, recounts all that and shows how that was really the birth of the modern trade union. It's really interesting, Mark. We're still debating collective bargaining and whether workers should have it 100 years later.
Very, very timely. There's no doubt about that. Kansas City Star TV critic Aaron Barnhart, it's always great to have you on, Aaron. We'll talk soon.